This section talks about Jack as the program's director.
Sometimes, he directed cast members when the program was on the air. We start with the subject of inflection.
The real estate man was here and said your father owed $3 on this house.
He did. Well, listen, Mr. Vanage.
Keep your voice up, Frank.
Oh, yeah. He did. Well, listen, Mr. Vanage.
Read that again, Mary. It's an awfully good line. You know, put force into it. Go ahead.
I did.
Wait, I'll ask you first. You were the hostess. Why didn't you put your foot down?
I did.
Jack asks people to do it again.
You're not, eh?
No.
Then you've either got a loud cheaper.
You got a what? Oh, take that joke again. Come here, that's a good joke. Let's take the joke. Outside of that, I'm not afraid of anyone. Go ahead.
You're not, eh?
No.
Then you've either got a loud heart or a cheap watch.
That's it. Hey, I didn't want you to miss it. That was funny.
Why, Phil, your orchestra played Rosalie last week. I gotta get that right. Why, Phil, your orchestra played Rosalie last week.
Jack comments on failure.
That was Kenny Baker singing Moon Over Miami. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I understand the moon isn't over it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if possible, that flopped, didn't it?
Libby, you mean the minute we get off the air, you're going to work for the May Company?
Yes, I'm lucky. You've heard me talk about Blanche, you know, the girls who are at the lingerie counter.
We?
Well... I'm a replacement.
Well, that joke was shot.
Why, Frank, didn't you hear the excitement, the noise out in the street?
Oh, I thought it was the mice in my apartment, and I moved out.
Gee, you killed a good joke, Frank. Yeah. Take it again, will you?
That suit looks like you forgot to take it off the hanger.
Yeah, you nearly killed that joke, too.
Phil Harris and his orchestra will render a number entitled, He Ain't Got Rhythm. How about playing, Phil?
Okay, Jack, as soon as I get my baton.
You what?
My baton.
That's better. You killed my gag. But you aren't that either. Play, Phil.
I accidentally dropped my cigar a few minutes ago, and I had to fight off your whole orchestra to get it back.
Well, they thought you were through with it.
I nearly killed that for you, didn't I? Oh, well.
Well, I wrote, run into the roundhouse, Nellie. The brakeman can't corner you there. I nearly killed that one.
Here's a check for you.
Well, thanks, Jack.
I know it isn't much, but it'll help you get back to California.
This check will help me get back to California?
Turn it over, brother. There's a road map on the other side.
But the detour,
I nearly killed that one. Good. First good joke when I get to that.
Jack encourages the cast.
What happened?
Well, I took a small bowl and put in 2 cups of flour.
Uh-huh.
Then I put in a cake of yeast.
Uh-huh.
Then I added 1 cup of water and stirred it together.
Well?
It looked kind of dry, so I added more water.
I see.
Since I added more water, I threw in another cake of yeast.
Well, isn't that a lot of yeast?
That's what I thought, so I put in more water. More flour.
More flour.
Yeah.
More flour.
Yeah. That made it too dry, so then I added more water.
Rochester.
That made it too soggy, so I put in some more yeast.
More yeast?
So to balance the proportions...
Well, you balanced that one. You didn't let it drop, anyway. Huh?
Yeah, I balanced the proportions with more flour.
Flour?
That made it too dry, so I poured in a quart of champagne.
Champagne.
I had to do something to break the monotony.
Mary's real-life sister, Babe Marks, filled in for Mary.
Well, Jack, I almost was an actress.
You almost was an actress?
Oh, well, that's all right.
You were?
Huh? Yes.
Say, Jack, I meant to ask you, who are you having on your television show?
Gee, you read that beautifully.
Do it again, babe. I want you to get used to radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, I meant to ask you, who are you having on your television show?
Jack tells some stage techniques.
Well, look, Phil, let's not discuss your love life. I'm talking about our vaudeville show. Another thing, I don't like the way you deliver some of your jokes. You're pressing too hard.
Okay. I'll watch it, Jackson.
You know more about that than I do.
And don't make such a slow exit after your number. Get off the stage fast. It'll help your applause. You see?
Okay, I will. You know more about those things than I do.
And another thing, I think your tempo is much too fast when you sing, "That's What I Like About the..."
Now, hold it, Dad! Hold it!
But it's ridiculous, Jack. We've never had a murder at the racket club. We have a suicide every day or so, but no murders.
Suicides?
Yeah, when people get their bills. It sounds like the 4th of July.
Shouldn't have stopped in the middle of the sentence there, but it's all right. No kidding.
Anyway,
rehearsing,
Jack.
Reads it fine.
Say, what does that mean, Phil?
Well, people born under Taurus the Bull are handsome, popular, and can't stand red underwear.
Oh, you're a little slow on that line. You can read it faster tonight, will you?
Am I going to be in it?
Yes, Phil, you've got a very important part. You're going to be the doorman at the racket club.
Well, that's life for you. Tonight, I'm the doorman there, and last night, the doorman threw me out.
You'd have gotten a bigger laugh if you'd have read that a little faster. I don't know what you were stalling around there for.
As long as you're here, why don't you buy an overcoat?
I told you before, I don't need one.
You do, too.
I do not, and take your hand out of my pocket. And come in quicker.
Some nifty retort reminds me of another joke.
That's it, doesn't it?
Kenny, it's your cue. It's
oh, say, Jack.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Kenny. Hello.
Hello.
How do you feel, Flush? That's good. Woo! Woo! We're too late. Watch your cue.
Never mind that. You pawned my watch. How much did you get on it?
$8.
$8? Yeah, I could never get over $5.
Next time I'll go with you.
Yeah, next time wait for the laugh, too. Now go home and adios.
Este señor vende a pesa.
Wait, wait till the laugh is over. Wait a minute.
What did you say?
I really should have called for a taxi.
Call for a taxi? You wouldn't call for help if it had a meter on it.
First place, you read that line wrong.
I know.
Supposed to be, you wouldn't call for help if it had a meter on it. I was even afraid of that today, this morning. I was...
Heard the show last week, laughed so hard I fell off my milking stool.
Now look.
Now, if I hadn't had a good grip on that cow, I'd have broke my nose.
If you hadn't muffed that line, you'd have gotten a bigger laugh, too.
I'll bet he doesn't even know what eminent means.
Well, Kenneth is a tough one, too.
You stated. It.
Say, Jack.
What? Stop laughing. What is it?
A telegram came in for you while Kenny was singing. Last year, he didn't take his pants off for a week.
Mary laughed ahead of time. She knew the joke was funny.
In the next clip, Jack says, it's no use writing anything. They read anything they want.
No use writing anything. They read anything they want.
Jack wants performers to stay with the script. This is notable when Bob Hope is a guest.
Hi, Jack. I'm sorry I'm late. Bob!
Well, Bob, I'm glad you finally...
Please, I'll take it. Thank you. How do you do?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Palm Springs Cowboy Hope saying, I've been out horseback riding on the desert where the colors turn every hue, in front orange, pink, and gold, and in the rear black and blue. Well, yes, sir.
This is Western Week, and I went on one of those sunrise breakfast rides this morning. You know what a breakfast ride is? That's where everybody gets up at dawn and picks a horse to sleep on. Now, Bob, please, no autographs. They gave us... They gave me a nice horse today. It was so swayback, they call him Hudson. You have to step down onto him. We left 6 footprints as we went along. What a horse. When he got tired of running, he just pulled up his legs and rocked. John,
Bob,
closer to the mic.
Look, Bob. Bob, we have stuff we're
together. I have no time for you, but the weather...
Bob, don't ad lib. You're getting 5 cents a word.
Mary didn't. I'm a guest, please. I got more here, you know, but the weather is wonderful here. The afternoons are so warm you can get a bad case of sunburn just hauling home enough fuel oil to get through the night. Strange lettering. Say, And this sun makes you so lazy, the rattlesnakes don't even rattle. They just reach over and turn on a Cougat record. Yes, sir, they have a nice wind that comes up here every so often. Nice wind. I don't even know why Sinatra bought a house here. He spends most of his time walking back from Indio. This is my program.
Nothing for the tailor, please.
Frankie has to be careful of the sun. The other day he got a freckle on his chest and 3 ribs caved in. And they're so proud of the healthy climate down here. If someone dies, they don't bury him. They just prop him up in the Chi-Chi bar and people think he's waiting for his 3rd zombie.
Bob.
Oh, are you still here?
But Bob, I'll get George Burns and Al Jolson. We'll have a foursome.
Well, look, can't you get someone else instead of Jolson? He and I don't play golf together anymore.
Why? What happened?
Well, look, Jack. Would you play golf with a man who whistles when you tee off, kicks the ball to improve his lie, and cheats on the score?
No, I certainly wouldn't.
Well, neither will Jolson.
You see, when you stick to the script, it isn't bad either.